join me now in congratulating the class of 2004.
I believe you have had the privilege of studying with the finest teaching faculty to be found at any institution in this country. Would you join me, please, in thanking the outstanding faculty of Union University? At this time, I would like to recognize Ms. Laurie Skinkle, president of the senior class, to come and make a presentation. Ms. Skinkle.
President Dockery, Board of Trustees, faculty and staff, fellow graduates, alumni, family, and friends, it is with great honor that I stand before you today on behalf of the graduating class of 2004. It seems impossible to think that all the papers, reading, tests, all-nighters, and chaos of these last few weeks are finally behind us. Today we gather in celebration of the 4 years, more for some, that we have shared together at this precious place that has been our home, Union University. Union has been so much more than an ordinary four-year institution. While here, we have received something that other universities do not provide. Union is a place where our minds have been stretched, our hearts have been stirred, and our faith has been cemented. We have been taught to think globally. We have been challenged to live for God's glory and not our own. While at Union, we have had the privilege of sitting under the teaching of great theologians, the honor of hosting world-renowned scholars, and the gift of having personal relationships with our professors. Union is a safe place, a refuge, a home where we have been able to surround ourselves with godly fellowship, authentic relationships, and solid teaching, a place where we have been protected. However, we sit here today on the verge of entering a world that is not focused on protecting and nurturing our hearts and minds. One stark example comes to mind. When a mission trip to China in January of my sophomore year ended abruptly due to security issues, I was flown out of the country to return to the States. Halfway through the flight, I discovered that my ticket ended in Seoul, Korea. When I arrived in Seoul, upon discovering that I would not be able to secure a seat on a flight to the States for at least another 36 hours, I was left in a predicament. After much begging and pleading with the airport officials, who tried to explain in broken English that the airport was closing and I had to leave, I convinced them that I would not budge during the night if they would simply let me stay in the airport because I had nowhere to go. Reluctantly, they agreed. Assuming this would be like any domestic airport, I knew that the people would be scarce, but little did I anticipate what actually occurred. As they closed down the ticket counters, swept the floors, and locked the doors, the lights were all turned off, the heat ceased to warm the building, and there was not another person in the entire airport. I sat in this atmosphere for what became the longest, most terrifying 10 hours of my life. In the dark, unfamiliar setting of a bitterly cold airport in Seoul, Korea, suddenly everything else in my life fell to the side, and all that mattered was the only thing that could not be taken from me, my faith. While this is an extreme example, I believe that the thoughts and emotions that I felt that dark, cold night likened to those that many of us feel today. We are leaving the safe environment that Union has given us during our time here to enter into a world that is full of darkness, calloused hearts, and perpetual sin. However, because of the foundation that has been laid in this place, we can look at this as a challenge, not as a source of defeat. We have been equipped to enter into this world. Everything that these 4 years have consisted of culminates as we leave this place. Thank you, Union faculty, for breaking the mold of any ordinary college professors and for giving us the privilege of having personal relationships with you. Thank you for teaching us to engage in culture, yet remain resolutely Christian. Thank you for pushing us to know Christ and to grow in Him. Thank you for opening your homes, giving your time, investing in our lives, and so often placing our needs above your own. You have taught us through the examples of your lives what it means to be godly men and women. Thank you, union staff, for epitomizing through your lives what it means to be servants. You have often gone overlooked and unthanked, yet your service is foundational for the success of our university. Thank you all for equipping us with the knowledge and wisdom we need to be salt and light among the darkness. Matthew 5:13 reads, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. If we are not salt and light, who will be?" Fellow graduates, we have had the privilege of being trained at the best undergraduate school there is. Union University has provided us with countless opportunities to hear the word of God and given us avenues for living out what we have heard. In 1 week's time, it is most likely that we have heard more biblical teaching than some men will hear in a lifetime. We have been encouraged to own our faith, to know with our hearts what we have learned with our minds. We have been taught the importance of knowing God versus simply knowing about Him. We have been challenged to daily walk with the Lord and live as servants for Christ and others. While here, we have built solid, firm foundations, and now, as we leave, it is time to go build on that foundation. As a tangible expression of our thanks, the senior class will be giving a new sign and landscaping for the north entrance of campus next to Bancor South. We hope that the beautification of this entrance will serve as a warmer welcome to both Unionites and friends of Union alike. And it is our hope that in the future, as people come and go from our campus, that they would feel welcome and that they would have sensed God's presence in this place. Just as with most every great thing, there comes a time that it must end. While we may no longer be surrounded by a myriad of quality, solid teaching, or such accessible godly fellowship, this is the moment that we begin living out the things that we have learned from these teaching and relationships. My challenge for all of us is that we would not abandon the things that we have learned during our time here, that the darkness would not overcome us, but that we would pierce the darkness with the light within us. The world upon which we enter is chaotic. When the chaos seems to cave in around us and hope seems scarce, look back on the ways that God has always proven Himself faithful. Fellow graduates, He alone is our constant. He is the only one who will never change and who will carry us through the times ahead of us, both excellent and bleak, heartbreaking and joyful. Let us keep Him at the center of our lives and take time to daily draw away to a quiet place and be with Him. May we view life through the lens of Scripture and not conform our thinking to the ways of the world. May we always be willing to learn. May we fearlessly confront the challenges awaiting us, knowing that we will succeed as a testimony to the excellence of this institution and ultimately to the glory of God. Dr. Dockery, would you please join me as I present you the blueprints for the new entry.
Thank you, Ms. Skinkle, for an outstanding word for this hour, an appropriate challenge for your fellow graduates. We thank God for your leadership this past year. We appreciate what you have done in leading this senior class, what Mr. Keelan Cook has done in leading the SGA, and so many of you who have excelled in student life across this campus in recent years. We congratulate you. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had the opportunity to recognize numerous graduates who have excelled in the classroom and other areas across the campus. But now we have the opportunity for two final presentations, the Union University Academic Achievement Award and the Tigret Medal. The University Academic Achievement Award goes to those students who have completed their work here with the highest academic average. This year we have a number which symbolizes the outstanding students among this year's class. When I call your name, would you please stand where you are? Recognition has been given to each of these on a prior occasion, but we want everyone here this time to know who they are and to recognize them as well. It's Holly Dugan, Catherine Gould, Jennifer Knapp, James Layton, would you stand and please remain standing? Catherine Lee, Callie Pritchett, Alan Smith, Anna Thomas, Miranda Wallace, Jason Yon. Join me, please, in congratulating each of these who are recipients of this year's University Academic Achievement Award. We congratulate you. The Elizabeth Tigret Medal was established by the late I.B. Tigret in memory of his mother for the outstanding senior in each graduating class. Since the death of Miss I.B. Tigret, the Tigret Medal has been continued by the Tigret family. The award is based on the following qualities and characteristics: citizenship, character, leadership, scholarship, and service. To be eligible for this medal, a student must have attended Union University for the complete undergraduate program. The recipient of this medal is selected by the vote of the entire faculty. This award began in 1912. And it's my privilege tonight to announce the 93rd recipient of the Tigret Medal. Would you please come forward to receive the medal, Miss Laura Lee Moore. Congratulations. This time I would like to invite Mr. Jerome Teal, President of the National Alumni Association, to offer the charge to this year's class. Following the charge, would you please join the graduates in standing for the singing of the Union University alma mater led by Dr. Joseph Blass, after which our benediction will be pronounced by our Chancellor Emeritus, Dr. Hiron Barefoot. Mr. Teal, would you please come? Graduates, would you please stand?
Thank you, Dr. Dockery. Graduates, the granting of this diploma means the beginning of new relationships and new responsibilities. You are officially made one of the alumni of the university. You are now responsible for the application of your university studies to your chosen vocation and to leadership roles in the world. It is with great confidence that we send you forth from this campus to join thousands of Union graduates who have preceded you. We believe the education you have received at Union University has launched you on to a lifetime of consecrated learning that will make you effective in your future pursuits. You have been blessed by your studies here. Now you must be a blessing to others. Many of you have returned to this campus or have joined the Union family as part of our graduate or degree completion programs, both here and on our campus in Germantown. You have perhaps integrated your studies into your already complex lives of family and career, along with your personal commitment to church and community service. You are to be commended for your extraordinary commitment to personal and professional growth while making a significant sacrifice to achieve this level of academic success. We ask for your loyalty to the heritage of Union University. We send you forth with the prayer that God will guide you. We hope that as you leave this campus today, that you will covenant with that handful of friends that have become so special to you to stay in touch with each other, to return to this campus often, especially as alumni gather each February, that traditional event known as homecoming. If you cannot return to the campus, we hope that you will make the trip in your imagination and in your memory. We also ask that you acknowledge your gratitude to your alma mater for the nurturing of your mind and spirit in this community of learning. You have received from the generous hands of countless friends, churches, and alumni a portion of the cost of your education. Many of these generous people do not know you, and some have never visited this campus, but a portion of their life has been passed through Union University to your life. Gratitude requires that you strive to fulfill their hopes. We trust that you will now become a faithful friend of Union University to the end that future generations may be accorded even greater opportunities than have been yours. Your gratitude to all who have had a role in your education, including the faculty, can best be expressed by pursuing excellence in all that you do. We welcome you to the family of alumni of Union University. Congratulations. May God's faithfulness and blessings be yours even as we sing, Union, dearest Union, together we'll sing thy spreading fame. And as we pledge, Union, dearest Union, honored be thy name. Thank you.
Just stand there.
Will you join me, please, as we pray together? Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give Thee thanks for this special day of recognition and achievement and coming to the fruition of many of the ideas and dreams in the hearts of these young people. We thank Thee, O God, that Thou art a God who causes us to dream our dreams, to have aspirations that are far beyond our normal selves, but we are grateful that Thou dost enable us to meet those aspirations. And so we thank Thee today for these students who come to this time of having used God-given abilities and talents to the point that they have reached this signal place in their lives. We thank Thee for those who have supported them, given encouragement, for the families that have stood behind them. We are grateful, our Father, for the faculty and staff who have stretched them, who have enabled them to reach the very highest and best within them. We are grateful for the administration of this university. And we pray, O God, that Thou will continue Thy blessings in the life of this institution, cause it to continue to be a light for Thee. And we pray for these students as they go, that they may go with the realization that they are indeed ministers of Thine. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.